Good afternoon. The August 4th, 2026 regular meeting of Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating, our procedure will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. Staff presentation will then be followed by a presentation from the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petitioner will then be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a blue speaker card and give it to staff. If you're participating virtually, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you wish to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you'll be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be less than or equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, for those participating online, it's important that you use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item if you wish to speak on the petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you're not certain you wish to speak, still use the raise your hand feature, or if in person, fill out the blue speaker card. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for a rebuttal and then address any additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. The first order of business is the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Next, we have notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments, which we have none. Items requested to be removed from the final agenda, which we have none. Items requested to be withdrawn, we have none. We have nothing on the consent agenda or old business, so we'll move right into regular business at Master Plan Amendment 265, 302, 520, and 540 Grand Prize of America Avenue.
Good afternoon, Eli Zarka, Senior Planner from the MPC. I will be presenting this item here. Again, this is a major amendment to a final master plan. This is item 26-003473, multiple addresses and multiple parcels for an amendment to the Savannah Harbor plan development. Here are the four parcels highlighted in yellow, just to point out which parcels, as these are pulling these out of the rest of the PD, essentially. Here is the future land use map and the zoning map. These parcels are designated either plan development or downtown expansion, due to the way that plan developments work. They aren't prescribed to a specific future land use the way that some of our other districts are. They are compliant in this case. For the zoning map, you'll notice there are several PD parcels around this. Again, there was a larger plan development that has been piecemealed out a little bit. And then the parcel directly to the south is designated IH, which is actually a county designation, as that parcel is unincorporated. Just as some quick background notes, and I've mentioned some of these already, these parcels are part of the previously approved Savannah Harbor Master Plan. Most of this site remains undeveloped. There is a small driving range, golf driving range on one side of the property. The rest of the site is largely wooded still. The amendment proposes two districts for the areas it will govern. These areas are identified as parcels 3A, 4A, 4B, and 6A of the Savannah Harbor Master Plan. And again, as stated, much of the original developments, much of the original development planned and lots of the infrastructure was installed or prepped for, although a lot of the vertical construction did not actually occur afterwards. Here is the proposed master plan for these areas, the two designations, which I will go into a little more detail on the next slide. On the left or western side, you will see MURO, that is mixed use resort oriented. On the right side will be mixed use residential oriented, MU-RES. These are the two districts proposed, the only two as part of this amendment. Here are the two districts relatively described. I will also refer to the specific development standards and table of permitted uses, which are in the agenda packet. It is quite substantial in length, so I won't go over all of that here. I will generally describe it. The mixed-use resort-oriented is largely a combination of residential and commercial uses, with also a lot of the more dense-style multifamily uses. This is what you would typically think of when you hear the term mixed use, whether it's horizontal or vertical. And again, lots of the residential variation and ability to do that. The mixed use residential oriented, again, as per the name, is largely residential focused. There are some very specific non-commercial, non-residential uses that are permitted, but largely it is residential, but it does not permit the more dense styles that are permitted in the other district proposed. And I should also note that it also includes a lot of the water-oriented uses, those uses that may be non-residential but have to be adjacent to the waterfront to really work. And again, those proposed, those uses and the standards to which those uses would theoretically be developed to if this was approved are included in the agenda packet. I did want to point this out, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the infrastructure is in place or it has been kind of planned even historically where to go. And we evaluate that as far as adequate services and facilities. Something to note here is the nearest fire and police stations are in downtown and then just entering onto the west side of the city of Savannah. Just to note this, one, for just adequate services, and two, because it relates to the condition that we are proposing as part of this report. For staff's recommendation, we are recommending approval with conditions of this request for a major map, a major amendment to a final master plan subject to the following, and I can explain this condition in a little more detail if the board so chooses. The applicant enters into an agreement with the City of Savannah regarding the review of availability of public safety services.
Thank you. Is the petitioner here to present?
Thank you, Eli. Mr. Chair, Plan Commission, I'm Ryan Thompson, landscape architect, agent for the owner representation. Mr. Chaz Hyatt is here with Hersha Hotels and Resorts. They are the current owner of this property, as well as the Westin and the Golf is adjacent. Eli did a great job of explaining. I think everybody's aware of the long history of Hutchison Island that obviously even predates the Savannah Harbor PD. Really what we're doing here is that PD is so old, it was underneath, I still call it the new zoo, but it was pre the new zoo. So even knowing what the standards are underneath the old PD is very difficult, if not altogether impossible. So that's what we're doing. We're establishing the allowed uses. Eli mentioned there are two areas that we're planning, the resort oriented, which is exactly how it sounds, a little bit more tied to the existing resort, trying to build upon those. We do envision that there's a, the opportunity to incur, to include some residential there to meet some of the residential demands and needs of the area. Along the riverfront is the residential, mixed use residential. Again, it is very, highly residential focused. We did accommodate and the table of allowed uses follows the new zoo table of allowed uses. We change which uses are allowed in each of the districts or planning areas. As Eli mentioned, the only real mixed-use component we're including there is trying to make sure we accommodate some marina-type facilities, community docks, marina potential there should that need arise in the future. Related to the condition, we do recognize that Hutchison Island is a unique thing and that the city's been working. They do have a consultant working on a plan. I think there's also a plan in place to try to address the actual immediate needs of the fire and the police for emergency services, but also a plan for evacuation principles. And we do think encouraging and including the marina facility may help with that as well in the future should that need arise. But we're certainly comfortable with that condition. We actually feel we're already meeting the intent of that condition. We're working with the city and that consultant already. We've included assuming that this proposal goes forward, we've included these uses in the unit counts as such, and it's what they're including in the current study. With that, I think I covered most everything, but I'm certainly happy to answer questions that anybody on the board may have.
Any questions for the petitioner? I have no speaker cards. I'll open the floor for a motion.
Why would he motion to approve staff recommendations with the condition of entering an agreement with the city of Savannah regarding the review of the public safety services?
Chair Petrovica, second.
It's been properly moved and seconded. We'll take it to a vote. Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Ms. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Matrika?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Mr. Wywitting?
Yes.
I too vote yes. The motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you. We have no other business. Is there a motion to adjourn? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Adjourn.